T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The manager of the Mets
is
very incompetent. That's what I've come to the conclusion of. And I understand the roster is flawed. We've addressed that many, many times. I understand they do not have a very good bullpen. We've addressed that many, many times. I understand there's a lot of guys underperforming. So I'm not putting everything on this manager. I wouldn't do that. That wouldn't be fair. But what I would tell you is over the first half of this season, we're almost at the halfway point, I am believing, and maybe he can change, but I am believing halfway into his first year that he is very unprepared, does not manage a game correctly, doesn't think about many different scenarios. And I want to give you one specific scenario that really ticked me off. And it turned out not to matter. Josh Harrison is at the plate. The Pirates have now taken a two-run lead. There's a runner on first and two outs. The on-deck hitter, because of a double switch, is the Pirates' closer, because the closer came in the eighth inning. His name is Felipe, formerly Rivero, now he's Vasquez.
Yeah, right, whatever, okay? Right.
He's on deck.
Right.
There's nobody in the bullpen. He's going to pitch the ninth inning.
Right.
Now, I understand if you walk Josh Harrison, there's now runners on first and second as opposed to a runner on first. Josh Harrison can hit the ball over the fence. Josh Harrison can hit one up the alley. Josh Harrison is a capable Major League Baseball player.
And a guy
player.
That kills the Mets consistently.
Of course. And I wanted him on the team. I know the price was too high.
Right, well.
The guy on deck is a relief pitcher,
right,
Joe.
Right. No, you're 100%
right. I'm sitting there saying, boy, if Josh Harrison hits one over the fence. Now, Harrison got a hit, but it turned out not to matter.
Right, correct. Because
it was only a single.
Correct.
I don't know what he's thinking, this manager.
He's not thinking.
And then the handling of Familia as well.
It was terrible. He had no backup plan for Familia if Familia didn't get it done. Right?
No backup plan. And he's talking to reporters like they're idiots. As if Mickey Callaway is teaching everybody about baseball.
Yep.
Mickey, there ain't a damn thing you can teach anyone. All right? We need to teach you about this town. So if anybody's learning anything, you're certainly not putting a lesson plan together for the Met beat writers or a lesson plan together for the Met fans. You are the one that needs to go to school and learn. So when I got to hear him after the game acting all, well, you know, this is the way baseball works here. You warm a pitcher up. Dude, you couldn't wait to take Robert Gesellman out, which was fine because Gesellman wasn't sharp.
It wasn't good.
That was fine. I like that, actually.
Right.
I'm going to compliment you.
Right.
I like that. You didn't waste any time. But J-Riz Familia, who's given up 0-2 hits after 0-2 hits, Joe, let's keep him in all day.
Oh, God. God. Terrible. No, and the fact that he didn't have Swarzak warming up as this guy is giving it up, and he waits till basically he has to warm him up. And Swarzak stinks, too. I mean, we know that.
They all stink.
But, I mean, come on. But, I mean, you got to be kidding me. That was such a bad I mean, Wheeler pitches this great game. The guy's terrific for seven innings. He can't pitch any better. You know, God forbid he goes beyond 105 pitches. We know that. You can't even get aggravated about that anymore. And then they give this game up like that, even though they're out of it and done, was brutal. It was brutal.
Of course it was. You've got a lead like that. You have such a dominant outing from Zach Wheeler. That's a game you have to win.
Oh, my God.
You're facing the Pirates in your own building.
Incredible.
You're up 3-0 going into the eighth inning.
It's incredible.
Win the game.
It's incredible.
Win the game. Just it's disheartening that it's a loss, but I just don't trust this manager.
Yeah. No, I don't think he's long for New York. I really don't, man.
Well,
I don't, bro.
And I don't trust his front office because I got to hear John Rico, who should not be the general manager.
No, definitely not.
He should not be the general manager. 100%
with you.
It's insulting if John Rico is the general manager.
They got to go outside of this of what's there to make the to bring in the next GM. I'm sorry.
Clearly.
Even though I love Omar, they still got to go over. They got to come up with somebody else.
Somebody new.
Yes.
Fresh
and let him do
eyes.
His thing, may I add.
And if this front office, which we all know, the GM of this team is Jeff Wilpon.
Right.
Right? Let's all address that.
No,
we know that.
Right, right.
So Jeff Wilpon is the GM. He's got his three assistant GMs, Omar Minaya, J.P. Ricciardi, and John Recco. Those are his assistants. The GM is Jeff Wilpon. That's the impression I get from that press conference the other day. Jeff Wilpon cannot be the one trading Jacob deGrom and Noah Syndergaard. Okay, we can have a debate all day about the merits of trading these guys, and that's fine. I'll listen to the other side. You're in favor of dealing Noah Syndergaard. I'm not. That's fine. We can debate it all day.
Right.
These guys should not be the ones to do it.
No.
That's disgraceful.
No, I'm with you, man.
That's an insult. You give whatever new GM you hire. I don't know who it is. I have no idea. Tim Nehring, whoever.
Maybe with the Yankees.
Maybe it's Chernoff's son. Maybe he'll come here. He'll come here.
He'll be all right.
Take him in.
Bring him in. Why not? We'll take a chance on him.
I mean, here's the news flash. I think Mark knows this. We may have to rip him if he makes a couple of bad moves.
Well, we would rip him.
We may even be harder on him.
Look, we rip Mark.
Yeah, what's the difference?
Come on.
Oh, boy. I don't know who they got to bring in or who the person is, but somebody from outside this organization, but you need to give that person all the pieces. They need to have Jacob DeGrom and Noah Syndergaard, and if they decide to trade them, fine, we'll talk about it. But Jeff Wilpon as GM and his underlings should not be the ones to trade Jacob DeGrom. That would be that would be disgraceful.
Well, I don't think they're going to trade DeGrom, but you're right.
You sure about that?
Yeah, I don't think so. I just don't get that feeling that they will. Okay. I just don't. I mean, I could be 100% wrong. I mean, what do I know? But I just don't feel that they will. I think they're going to definitely get rid of Cabrera. I think they're going to definitely try to get rid of Familia. I don't know who would want him. He's terrible. But, I mean, you know, somebody, I guess. But, I mean, I think those guys, yeah. I mean, but I'm not so sure about – I don't think they're going to trade DeGrom. I don't. I hope not. Let me put it this way. I hope not.
No,
I hope not.
It is one thing to trade him when a brand-new general manager comes in and says, this is what I think is the best thing to do,
while
I agree with it or not.
Right.
It's another thing to have the owner GM be the one to do it.
Yeah.
And stop it. Isn't that what's going on here? Jeff's the general manager.
Yeah, no, how could you think otherwise? You can't have three guys running at you. You just can't.
No.
It doesn't work that way.
Because someone makes the ultimate decision.
That's right.
And who makes the ultimate decision?
Right. Yep.
Done.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep.
God, I hate baseball. What a stupid sport. I'm kidding, but I'm not. I mean, I'm sitting there last night, Joe, getting rained on, thinking, I hate everything.
Well, the problem is you hate it when your team is like our team that's done by the 1st of July. Well, before the 1st of July. You know, it's a 162-game season. They're not even at the halfway point. You know the season's over.
I know.
And it's going to be let's dump guys out and let's do that. You know, the usual nonsense.
No, I know.
It's painful.
I love baseball, and I know Yankee fans will disagree because they're going to be stressed this weekend, and they should be.
It's a different story for
them. I love that game of baseball. So this weekend, my brother-in-law, who I'm visiting, is a Yankee fan. I can't wait to sit there and watch Yankees-Red Sox. It's fun, you know? I don't have any pressure.
Right.
I'm enjoying great baseball.
Right.
Especially David Price on Sunday night.
Well,
I find
funny.
That comical.
I'll be opening with that Monday.
I'm sure you
David
will.
David Price, you know, if he gets out of the third inning.
Can you imagine Monday morning, you have to come in here and talk about that 8 scoreless innings that David Price
There's
threw?
No
what
shot
would you
does.
Say?
I don't think I'm going to have to worry about it.
How do you open the show, bro? I got nothing.
I'll have to be nice to David Price.
You'll have to.
There is no shot David Price goes 8 scoreless against Yankees.
If he goes
no
six
chance.
Innings, 3 runs, is that,
yeah,
you
that
say
would
that's
be
acceptable?
For him, it would be good.
Okay.
Yeah.
You
that
know,
won't
he,
happen either.
I will say he's due to pitch well against the Yankees.
It is Severino, though. He's going up against Seve.
That is a tough one.
Who right now, I'm sorry, to me, I think is the leader for the Cy Young. I mean, that's me. I mean, you know.
It's
close.
Flip a coin, man.
Right.
Flip it.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the guy's been unbelievable.
Yep.
Yeah, I can't lie. I'll believe David Price pitches well against the Yankees when he does it. That's it.
On a Sunday night.
Right,
on national TV.
TV with A-Rod criticizing him.
Right, with A-Rod
there
all
you
over
go.
Him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.